There's a thousand further women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. This is John Katzlamitas, host of the Katz Report on the radio. Our guest this week is the founder of Monday's Dark and the great stage performer, Mark Chinook. But before we get to Mark, what is going on in the Katz Report, you might be asking yourself? Well, let me tell you. First of all, Mr. Mark Chinook is moving his operation to a new enclave by January of next year, where Monday's Dark will be held. We're going to be talking all about that. The musical Idaho, the comedy musical, is wrapping up on Sunday at the Smith Center. This is the first ever production by the Smith Center for the Broadway stage, and it's had a very successful run. Chris Brown, the headliner at Dre's, the oft-troubled music and recording star, has run afoul with Caesars Entertainment officials for some tweets that he's been putting up and some Instagram offensive comments, and they have released him from his residency until they can have a summit to bring him back. That's big news in the club industry. Matt Goss, my friend Matt, has announced that he is ending his run at Caesar's Palace in the Gossy Room on September 24th. That ends an era, 6.5 years for Matt at the Gossy Room, and that room is going to change into something different. It's going to be a partnership where there's going to be live music and a famous name, so look out for that. More and more news in the Katz Report this week, and I invite you to read it on LasVegasSun.com. Sitting across from me now is a man with whom I have bonded since he got to Las Vegas in late 2012, wasn't it, Mr. Chinook?
That's
Mark?
It.
Mark Chinook.
Yeah, baby.
We met when he was Lonnie in Rock of Ages at the Palazzo Theater, right?
I miss
it. At the Venetian. And since then, he's made his mark as a philanthropist, a great stage performer, and there's a lot going on with Mr. Chinook. Expressly, a new venue that you're developing for, not only for Monday's Dark, but for all kinds of different purposes in Las Vegas. So let's start there, Mark. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good seeing you.
I love coming here. This place is so cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. You know, about 6 months after I landed into town and was with Rock of Ages, we started this Monday's Dark concept. And 3 years later, here we are. And it's time to create our own community center. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea behind it. We want a community-based, charity-driven complex. And those are the two keywords, community-based and charity.
And that's complex.
Yeah, and complex, which makes it complex.
You know, are everywhere.
Yeah, we've had an awesome, awesome run these last 3 years. The idea has taken off where we partner with a different local charity, mm-hmm. and we raise $10,000 in 90 minutes with a really cool variety show featuring the top talent from the Strip.
$20 at a time.
$20 at a time.
The show has been mostly held at Vinyl at Hard Rock Hotel on the third Monday of every month.
It's always correct? The third Monday of the month, and it's been in Vinyl for the last 2.5 years. Essentially, it's been at Hard Rock since we started. We bumped around venues within the property until we really settled
Body
in Vinyl.
English for
Body English.
It opened at Body English.
We opened at Body English, And Body English was a nightclub. It wasn't really a true music venue. And so when we got into Vinyl, we were like, hey, this is where we need to be.
Now, the show has, well, let's go through some of the themes. It's always a themed night of music. Yep. So you've done everything from R&B night.
We did a country night.
Country night one night.
80s.
Yeah.
We featured certain artists. We did an Elton or Billy Joel night.
Parker and Stone.
Sure. Yeah. The music of Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
That was.
We've got a big USO night planned. You know, we try to keep it commercially appealing.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, we partner with a different charity and it brings in a new audience every month, which is really nice because I start every show by saying, hey, who's here for the first time? Mm-hmm. And it's great to have 150, 200 people say, I am.
There are quite a few every time.
So it's nice because every month we keep building the brand. And what's nice to see, and one of the biggest things that I'm proud of, is that every month we see repeat customers who come to support because they know it's a great show, it's $20, and they really don't care who the charity is. They know they're $20 going to a different event.
They might not care the format either.
Yeah.
You know, it's just become a destination unto itself.
Yeah, it's been a neat thing.
And, you know, it has sold out consistently for quite a while now, Mark. Yep. What is wrong with just keeping the show at Vinyl, regardless of anything else you've got planned? I mean, it does so well there. It seems like the hotel's happy.
The hotel's really happy.
The show's great.
That's, we're still torn. You know, we are booked through the end of the year. But there's so much more we can do in order to help the community. And I think that's sort of the reason why we're trying to launch this program and this sort of big fundraiser. We've already acquired the space, so we've put the cart before the horse, essentially. Mm-hmm. We're doing it regardless. We know we can help more if we had our own place, you know, with revenue generated from bar sales. And then not only that, but just being able to allow the charity that we've partnered with every month the opportunity to have a facility that they can now use. Because a lot of the charities that we partner with, their operating budgets are well under $100,000 a year.
Of course.
You know, they're mm-hmm. these mom and pop charities, and they don't have a facility to throw a fundraiser in. So mm-hmm. now let's say, Safe House that we've partnered with, who has just basically an office and then an undisclosed place where women can go to be safe. Now they have a place where they can call and say, hey, Mark, is the room available on Thursday night? We want to throw a luncheon or a dinner mm-hmm. for our supporters. And it's for them, you know, and they can then continue to fundraise. So now we've partnered with 31 charities since we've started. It'll be 36 by the end of the year. And those 36 charities can now have a home in addition to the work that they're already doing.
Right.
And obviously, we're going to have productions of our own. You know, I'm going to produce various events on top of the Monday's Dark event. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the programming because it's going to be this eclectic lineup of really cool stuff.
We need to let people know where this is and kind of describe the location of
yeah,
where you're.
We got very lucky. And this sort of goes with why I put the cart before the horse. We have a 9,000 square foot freestanding building on Polaris and Harmon. It's right behind City Center. You split, you know, the Cosmopolitan mm-hmm. area and you head west on Harmon. You make a right on Polaris and there we are.
You're right there.
Yeah. It's
off strip, but you're really kind of on the strip.
Yeah, no, we're right there.
It feels like you're there.
And it's almost like this cool off-Broadway kind of mm-hmm. feel, you know, and that's really what I want to create. You're going to walk into a beautiful lobby. They'll have a bar and some cabaret tables, an upright piano. You'll be greeted there. You walk through a set of doors. You're going to walk into a 400-seat theater. You can make a right and walk into a 100-seat theater. There's two dance rehearsal studios. There's going to be a podcast recording studio in the building. You name it, it's going to be there, but it's going to really feel comfortable because at the end of the day, I want people to feel safe when they walk into the building. There's going to be scripts hanging around in the lobby. Sit down, have a cup of coffee or a mm-hmm. Sprite and hang out and read a script. You know, that's, I want to go back to my roots of 10 years in New York and bringing a little bit of that arts community to Vegas.
Yeah, and that is something that we don't quite have in this city. We don't quite have what you're talking about.
Well, I'm hoping we can change that.
We're going to take a break here, Mr. Chinook, and allow Josh Bell of Josh Bell Hates Everything to flay a couple of the recent releases. He doesn't really hate everything. Stay tuned for his reviews and then come back with us. This is John Katzlamitas, the Katz Report with Mark Chinook. Stick around. I know we will.
Girls, we've gotta go. We should be practicing our speech for tonight, not babysitting the twins from The Shining.
Dude, let's just chill out, focus on Jeannie, and try not to be assholes for the rest of the weekend, okay? Can we do that?
That's Adam Devine and Zac Efron as the title characters in the raunchy comedy Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's now in theaters. Rowdy brothers Mike and Dave are told to bring dates to their sister's wedding, and they end up with a pair of degenerates, played by Anna Kendrick and Aubrey Plaza, pretending to be nice girls. What ensues is a mix of tiresome gross-out jokes and slapstick, and some surprisingly sensitive character development, especially for Anna Kendrick's Alice. That's more than can be said for Mike and Dave themselves, whose arcs are less convincing. The inconsistent character development fits with the inconsistent humor in a movie that falters as often as it shines. I give Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates 2.5 stars out of 5. Also now playing is the animated movie The Secret Life of Pets, featuring Louis C.K. as the voice of loyal dog Max.
Katie brought home a new dog from the pound.
She said he's my brother. I don't want a brother, and I don't even have a bed now. I'm sleeping on the floor like a dog.
Why would Katie do this to me?
The hyperactive story, which finds Max and his dog frenemy Duke, voiced by Eric Stone Street, lost in New York City, is good for a few laughs and is entirely kid-friendly, with plenty of cute characters and madcap set pieces. Secret Life isn't nearly as sophisticated as something from Pixar or even DreamWorks Animation, but it's a solid summer time passer, as eager to please as an adorable dog wagging its tail. I give The Secret Life of Pets 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's now in theaters. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. This is John Katsalamidis, the Cats Report on the radio. Joining me this week is Mark Chinook of Monday's Dark and late of Rock of Ages. So much you've done here so far. Angel Award winner.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, for Philanthropic Award a couple of years ago, our company gives out. Big deal. You're a big deal in Las Vegas. You had mentioned some of the other events that you wanted to stage in your new enclave. What other vision do you have for that, other than your own Monday's Dark event? What else is going to go?
Well, because we're going to house a small black box type theater, it'll go up to about 150 seats. We're already in talks with local resident community theater companies and possibly bringing on one of them to be a tenant. And then in the main stage, in the main room, which seats about 400, the idea there is to just, you know, obviously produce some sort of commercial type theatrical experience, whether it's a play or a musical that can run, you know, 3-4 weeks at a time, but also then to cater to our community of artists who might not necessarily be able to afford to rent a certain venue in town.
This is the dirty little secret of Las Vegas entertainers, right?
Yeah,
because you have to four-wall rent your own room.
You know, I'm in that position too. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
I've had ideas to do one-man show, or, you know, get up there and sing with 4 or 5 friends and bring in a band. And it becomes very costly. And so what we've done with the fundraiser that we've implemented is we've sort of done this sort of entertainers rent the space package. And we can talk about the fundraiser. But, you know, what that will do for me is it will allow, you know, a crazy eclectic programming lineup before we even open. So once the fundraiser is complete, we'll have so many donors who have given to a certain element that receives a kickback, in a sense, which gives you a night in the space. And, you know, if I want to do my one show in there and say, hey, how much to rent the spot? And we have a pretty affordable rental fee.
Yeah, how much is it if I want to come in there?
You know, we haven't really set the prices in stone yet, but, you know, in comparison to what's out there, you know, we're not even going to be remotely close.
Yeah,
so okay. I'm very excited for that menu to be announced, so that when you see, hey, to rent our space on a Friday night, we're not even going to be remotely close to what, you know, a strip room might cost, or the Smith Center for that matter.
Cabaret Jazz is a very...
it's a gorgeous price room. And we're never going to be that multi-million dollar complex, but we are going to have a state-of-the-art 400-seat room that's going to appeal to the Travis Clowers and the Martin Kays.
I'm thinking of those very names.
You know, Sky Miles and these amazing singers who need a place to show off. And you're going to want to come there. It's going to be really cool. You're going to be sitting at a cabaret table or a theater seat, and there's going to be this awesome warehouse vibe, and you're going to roll in and get blown away by the talent that the city already has to offer. I'm just sort of doing the we will build it and they will come sort of approach.
Exactly. Well, I was in a place just where you've been too, Mark, just this week at the Tuscany in the Copa Room where Kenny Davidson does his show. And every person who took that stage for a Bruno Mars tribute night fits what you're talking about.
They deserve,
everybody who came up there would be somebody.
They deserve to have the chance to make money. You know, it's great that we all get together and support Monday's Dark or support Kenny Davidson's.
Who's your band leader, by the way?
He's my musical director, has been. So we have these great shows in town, you know, that people go and perform at. However, you know, we need to pay our bills too as artists. And if I can say to Travis Clower, hey man, for $1,000 you can have my room, knowing full well he'll sell out 400 tickets easily at $20 or $30 a pop and be able to walk away with a couple grand in his pocket. Whereas on the strip or at another venue, you might not be pulling that kind of profit for putting in the effort that you have to
make money doing that. And you can throw Cabaret Jazz in there too. It's tough because Travis has been in that room too. And so is, you know, Martin Kay, I think of these guys, he's in Million Dollar Quartet, Travis and Jersey Boys. Yeah. Tell us about the fundraiser.
So what we've done, because it is primarily, I call it a community center, but it is theater based. We've all been to the Smith Center. We've been to, you know, major theaters across the country, and there's always a founding circle. And so I had this idea to create a founding circle for the space, and that's the name of the facility.
The
it's
space.
Going to be called the Space LV.
That is the formal that's name.
I love it, because, hey, where are you going tonight? We're going to the space. Who are you seeing? Johnny Katz.
We go space out with Johnny Katz.
That's right. So we create, you know, I loved the founding circle. I love going to the Smith Center and actually taking a minute and reading the wall of donors who made the Smith Center possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to do the same thing. And so what we've done is we've set a target goal of $500,000. That's what we want to raise. And instead of doing a giant Kickstarter or GoFundMe that's just open to the public, I want to make it exclusive for a founding circle. And so we took $500,000 and we broke it down into 250 individual donations. So it becomes a very exclusive group of people who have made the space possible.
Right.
And so this is how we break it down. There's 100 people who will donate $500.
Okay.
For $500, we're going to put your name on a seat.
Permanently?
Permanently.
Okay.
So the seat that gets installed into the main room will have your name on it. That's your little gift.
I know those. Are there availability for those?
There's still availability.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next level up is $1,000. There are 100 slots at $1,000. For that level, you're going to get your name on a seat and you're going to get one free night in the space. Now, what that does for me is it goes back to what we were just talking about. It gives me 100 nights of programming before we've even opened.
That's genius. Now, Mark, I've written about this in my column. We've covered this, but one thing I want to ask you about, where did you come up with this idea? Where that model? Did you invent that?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is genius. It really is
sitting
smart.
On the can, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where it came from.
It's really smart because everybody wins. I mean, I can feel like how it's classic
appealing.
Case of everybody who buys into it has something.
You know, I went on the Kickstarter site and you're looking at this Kickstarter template, mm-hmm. which is brilliant. They work. People make a lot of money for their projects.
Hey.
And you have to give
Travis
people.
Travis is one of them.
Yeah, you have to give incentive for people to donate. Now, mind you, Kickstarter takes 10%. And as a not-for-profit, when just starting out, I can't even afford to give away 10%. So that's why the founding circle came about. That's why keeping it very exclusive to 250 people. And so the first level is $500, your name on a seat. $1,000 is name on a seat and one free night in the space. The second level up from there is a jump. It goes to $5,000, but there are only 30 opportunities at $5,000. You'll get your name on a seat, one free night in the space, and then there's a private concert with the aforementioned Travis Clower, mm-hmm. Eric Jordan Young, Mark Chinook, and Chris Lash.
Chris Lash, an MD at Baz, we just saw this week.
So the four of
and
us
Eric
are going to...
Eric is a great Broadway caliber performer. Let's just identify these guys.
Yeah, yeah, Travis Clower, Star of Ages Jersey,
now.
Jersey Boys, mm-hmm. Eric Jordan Young, Broadway veteran, now mm-hmm. in Rock of Ages, Chris Lash, the musical director from Boz, and myself. The four of us are going to get together and put together a really intimate show. There's going to be, you know, hors d'oeuvres, cocktails provided, everything, you know, on the house with your donation, obviously. And there's only 30 of those slots. And then we jump up one more level, and that's the $10,000 level. And that is essentially our presenting sponsor for the year. So you'll receive your name on a seat, free night in the space, the private exclusive concert with the gentleman. And then your name or your business will be a presenting sponsor for everything that comes out of the space. So we will have a program very similar to a playbill.
Mm-hmm.
You come and see a show. Your business will be represented there. You'll be represented on the wall in the lobby. You'll be represented on our social media. And from a business standpoint, it's an incredible value because, you know, we're going to be doing 2 to 4 events a week, 200 to 400 people a night. And you single-handedly will be responsible with this, you know, amazing donation for our space. And so there's 250 people, and that's how it's broken down.
Now, the name of the space is not for sale. Is that right? Is the actual title of this?
You know, we kicked it around the T-Mobile. You know, I'm not going to say no to anything.
Okay.
There are three areas of the space that I think would benefit from that kind of sponsorship, and that's what I call the main stage, which is the 400 seat room, the black box, which is the 125 seat room, and then the lounge, the bar lounge up front, the lobby. So, you know, I don't want it to become like a soccer jersey where there's logos all over the place, but mm-hmm. it you know, it behooves us nowadays to try and appeal to somebody who can write that quality of a check or that level of a check, because we say, hey, where are you going tonight? We're going to T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We say it without even thinking about it and don't realize that T-Mobile probably paid $1 billion for those naming
rights.
It
does work.
It works.
Exactly what you're talking about.
So if somebody's willing to sponsor or donate a major chunk of cash to name the stage in either space, you know, I'm definitely interested in entertaining that. But again, my ultimate goal is to create this founding circle of 250 donations. I don't think it's a reach. I think it's doable. I think the city's ready for something like this. And I think the brand Mondays Dark has worked hard these last 3 years to sort of get its name out there to say, hey, we're doing good work. We want to do more good work. We need 250 people now to help us sort of launch this. And we've budgeted this $500,000, this $500,000 to really cover all of our operating costs for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a producing approach that's a little different. You know, instead of saying, hey, let's take a gamble, I really take the gamble out of Las Vegas by doing this, by saying, look, let's raise the money and earmark it for all of these projects that we want to do in the space. And then there's no worries. It's like, I don't go to bed, heart palpitations, trying to fall asleep going, are we going to pay our rent this month? The rent's paid for 3 years.
Now, what happens to, we know when you want Mondays Dark to move over. What about the timeline for this place to really formally take hold? And how does that affect your life? Because this is your life.
Yeah, this has become my life.
This is your thing.
Yeah, I'm there 24/7, and it's a lot of do-it-yourself stuff right now. I'm taking walls down and you know, painting. And
you're literally breaking down the fourth wall.
Literally taking down the fourth wall.
Not as Lonnie.
You know, I think once hopefully 6-7 months from now, and it's established and it's running, I have a great producer at Mondays Dark. Her name's Andrea Duper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll stay with me and she'll probably manage the facility. And then we'll have a technical director. You know, we'll have a crew in there that's basically running the building. I want to be on stage in that room. You know, I want to get back to acting, that the stuff that I used to do, 15 years ago in New York City, where I didn't care where I was or if there was a set or lights. I just wanted to rip a script apart and start doing a Sam Shepard play. Or, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm passionate about. Obviously, acting is at the forefront of that. But the ability to know that we can create a community in this building that's just constantly focused on the community. And I've said this too many times, you know, every month I meet a new organization, and I've surrounded myself now with 30 different charitable groups, and all of these people have devoted their lives to just wanting to help people. So it's a pretty cool circle of people that I've buddied up with. And when I get put into that category, hey, Mark, we want to help you now, it kind of it's come around, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. So I'm willing to put a few things on the back burner to make sure this rocks out, in a sense, that Rock of Ages, you know, it takes off and it's a success. And then I think the rest of the pieces will fall into
it. Really has been an effective way to humanize the strip environment for the community. You know, there's always been this disconnect since I've lived in Las Vegas from what happens on the strip. It's this, you know, kind of monolithic, ethereal thing out there, and what really goes on in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And what the people that you brought into the to Mondays Dark, even though, you know, the vinyl's not on the strip, but it's that community. Those communities have met.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the greatest legacy you have here, is to connect those two, because there's a lot of passion on the strip and there's a lot of passion in these philanthropic organizations that you brought in. There's some I have never heard of. I've lived here for a long time that you brought in. I've never heard some of these organizations.
It's neat.
Yeah.
And we have a waiting list. You know, that's the crazy part.
Amazing.
Is that we have a list of about 55 to 60 charities who have reached out to Mondays Dark through our basic little website. You know, we threw up a website. It's one page, two pages. And we get two or three emails from charities the day after a Mondays Dark, because we do get a little bit of press, you know, you guys supporting, you write about it, and people read that and they say,
social media too.
Yeah, Mondays Crazy. Dark raised 10 grand for a Las Vegas Labrador Retriever Rescue. How do I get it on this list?
Yeah.
And so we get it. And
it's like a pyramid
program. I'm proud of that. 10,000 in 90 minutes, $20 at a time. I just think it's a cool concept. It's something I'm proud of. And we're just going to keep building cool ideas like that. And the biggest thing, and as you know, the biggest thing is you want to make decisions about projects and productions. You got to have your name on a building. You know, you want to create something cool. There's so much red tape on the strip.
Right.
We got to wait for this department to approve that and this department to approve that. You know what? Let's just go, you know, because time is money and people need our help. So I don't want to wait for an executive to say, oh yeah, Mark can do that. I'm doing it. It's in my own building now and I can do it.
That's the thing about Las Vegas. And you've tapped into this quality that I've learned a long time ago. It is a results driven environment. You get a verdict in Las Vegas real quick.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're in Rock of Ages, whether you're at a nightclub, you find out real fast if you're in or out. And what you've been able to do with this is
it took a minute. You know, it didn't happen overnight, but it's a proven product now, and we're getting the support that we need. And, you know, my goal is to fill these 250 founding circle slots by the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a reach, you know, but I think it's doable. And I've got, you know, hopefully a core group of people listening out there that'll be like, hey, that kid's idea. Yeah, we'll find out soon enough. This is the first week where we've actually taken the idea public. It was only done at last month's Monday's Dark and on our social media page on Facebook and Twitter. But now this is the first time that you've written about it. We're on radio. I'm going on some TV programs. We're going to make it public. And I'm pretty confident that Vegas is ready for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's about having access, you know, it really is.
Right. And your performance future in Las Vegas will likely be centered in this place.
Yeah. You know, I'm in talks for some other projects on the Strip. And, you know, I'm entertaining those ideas now because I've got that itch to get back on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been 4.5 months since Rock of Ages, since I left. And, you know, I'm a performer, and mm-hmm. I know I can do both. You know, I can be in a show at night and really operate a building during the day.
If anybody can do it, it's you. We got to wrap it up here now, Mark, but I will see you Friday night at the event,
the open house. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be there, every step of the way, as I have been.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate
it. I'm
a big supporter of what you do and what you stand for. Mark Chinook, the proprietor of The Space. We're going to have you back as this goes forward.